Good morning, everyone. Trust you have had a great week. I'll be starting off this morning looking at the topic, what is grace? What is grace? Grace is one of the commonest words used in Christendom. And for so many people, it can mean a lot of things. You ask someone, what's your assurance of making heaven? The person says, it is by grace. You ask a person, how are you dealing with this, issue of sins? Hey, it is the grace of God. We are trusting God for His grace. Someone just built a house, and you ask, how were you able to teach us, show us the way? And he says, it was only by the grace of God. So what exactly is grace? A lot of people have defined grace as a virtue from God, unmerited favor, uncommon blessing, a disposition to God's kindness, exemption from evil. For so many, grace is that which we say after, prayers have been said, or after an amen in a congregational prayer. And a lot of people, are good with the acronym GRACE, God's Redemption at Christ's Expense. Looking at scriptures closely, one will see that grace is based on two solid pillars. Grace has defining foundation in scriptures. What are those defining pillars? The first is that grace came through Christ Jesus. Grace came through Christ Jesus. Many had had experiences with God in the past through other media, through the prophet, through angels, through, kings, through judges, through the fathers. Many had that experience in different instances and experience with God. But God says that at this last time, He has revealed Himself to us through Christ Jesus. And He says grace has only come through the man Christ Jesus. Romans 3:24 says, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. We have been justified through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Grace rests on the work of Christ on the cross. Grace is all about the coming of Jesus and the giving of His life for the benefit of mankind. Grace is all about the accompanying benefits received by His resurrection from the dead. And these benefits are eternal, and these benefits can never be defined. That is grace for us. John 1:16 says, and of His fullness are we all received grace for grace. The law came through Moses, but grace and truth came through Christ Jesus. Grace came through Christ Jesus. That is a defining pillar of grace, that it came only through Christ Jesus. The second pillar this morning is the fact that grace can never be received on merit. Neither can it be earned or paid for. Grace cannot be received on merit. It can never be paid for, because it could have never been afforded. Because grace is about the life of God. Grace is about the coming of God and He becoming man so that we can become like Him. It's nothing that we could have ever been able to pay for. even if there were requirements to be met, man could have never met those requirements. Grace is freely given of the benevolence of God. You see, most times when people do things to us, you know, maybe they give of their time or their resources for us, and we try to say thank you, and they possibly just, you know, just tell us not to bother, that, you know, don't bother, I'm fine. I'm not saying for all cases, but most times people still have an expectation because they believe they've done something for you. There's an expectation, you know, they have of you. There's a way they expect you to respond to things. There's just an expectation to receive because they have given first to you. That is just the way man is wired. See, we work, you know, every day, or we go to work every day. At the end of the day, we expect a salary. We are involved in, you know, a game, an event, or a contest, and we win. We expect the trophy. We have an achievement. We expect an award. That's just the way man is wired. We have an expectation because we believe that we have given of our resources, we have labored, we have done something that requires, you know, us to get, you know, a result back, get a thank you, get, you know, get a benefit. But you know what? Grace can be likened to not even lifting a finger to work and receiving salaries. Not being involved in any contest whatsoever or winning any game, yet being given trophies. Not going through the orders or process of having, you know, achieved anything at all, but yet you have an award. That is grace. It is freely given. It is God's free gift to man. It can never be earned. Whatsoever way it is that we think, you know, logically that, you know, we should work for something so that we can earn it. But when it comes to grace, grace can never be earned. Anyway, no amount of work you do can ever equate the quality of God's grace. Romans 11:6 says, if it is by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. If it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no work. It's a defining verse for grace. It cannot be mixed. It is not about who you are, or what you are, or what you've been through, or what you've not been through. It is simply a free gift. We are undeserving of it if we are to look at it, you know, from human standards. But God freely, you know, gave us this immense gift. Scripture defines it in many ways. It says the riches of His grace, the abundance of His grace. It is beyond human understanding, the grace of God and the love of God, you know, expressed to us. So having this understanding, of these two pillars, we can simply define grace as the expression of God's love and goodness through the death of Christ Jesus to mankind. And this is not based on merit or work. The expression of God's love and mercy through the death of Christ Jesus to mankind, and this is not based on works or merit. It can also be seen as the expression of God's inexhaustible love, which is independent of man. You are out of the game. There is nothing required of you than just to believe. God had fulfilled all requirements, you know, on our behalf. Freely, He has given to us of His grace. In talking about grace, there are some attributes of God that we should also look at. And that is the fact that even though God loves us, even though God has compassion towards, you know, our state because we are dead and we are helpless, yet God was never going to overlook our sin. God was never, you know, going to wink at our unrighteousness. God was never going to change His just nature because He was going to help us. God was going to fulfill His attribute as the just God, as the one who will melt out His wrath on sin. Yet, He was also going to show us love and compassion. And all of these attributes of God is what grace expresses. Grace expresses the fact that God is just. Grace expresses the fact that God cannot change His mind concerning sin, and that the soul that sinned it shall die, and that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and that we are dead. But His life was the only thing that quickened us. How was God going to do this? Melting out His wrath, yet loving us. All of this was met in Christ Jesus. All of these requirements were satisfied in Christ Jesus. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Jesus. The wrath was spelled on Him. Yet, in doing that, God was fulfilling His own side of loving us and showing us mercy. Mercy just simply means giving us what we do not deserve. We deserved to die. We deserve to pay for our sins. But mercy showed up on our behalf in the person of Christ Jesus. I like this analogy about the judge, about how a criminal was brought to a judge. And the judge looked at the merit of the case and found that the criminal was indeed guilty. In fact, the criminal has pleaded guilty. And the criminal was not also able to pay the fine or the penalty so that he could possibly be set free. And the judge looked at the helplessness of the criminal. He could have just done that and just, you know, left his seat and moved on to another case. But the storyline is that this judge took off his robe, took off his belt, took off his wig, took off every regalia of glory that make him fit in that position of a judge. He took it all off and went into the dock and said before everyone, I'll pay the price. I will take his place. Let him go and let him go free. That was how God satisfied the requirement of justice and wrath. He did not just wink at it or leave it undone. He satisfied it in Christ Jesus so that we can be free. And you know what? We are not just only free. We are not just only acquitted. He has also given to us his life, so that nature of sin that took us to the courtroom in the first place is no longer a part of our lives. We now have the life of God. That is grace, folks. Hebrews 2:14 says that for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them all through the fear of death, were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Hallelujah. Who through all their lifetime subject to bondage. I like what Romans 5:14 says. It says that death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression. Sin reigned. Bible says further that sin reigned unto death. It reigned unto death. Death was hovering around us. Death has taken dominion over our lives. Our destination, the end of our lives, was all about death. We're helpless. As much as we desired God, we did not have all it takes to please him. And that is why Isaiah describes that, you know, our sins were as red as crimson. It was a deep red. As much as we tried to please him, he says that our righteousness was even like a filthy rag before him. Sin reigned unto death. The word reigned is talking about an invasion. When a kingdom is taken over by a power, a king, you know, who dominates, you know, and determines how things run. That is how sin was to us. Sin dominated our lives. It determined the course of our lives. And it says that the destination for such a life is death. The good news is that the story did not end there. It says that even the law was brought in, but the law, you know, made the offenses abound. But as the offenses abound, so grace did much more. Hallelujah. Grace did much more. That as sin reigned unto death, you know, even so does grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ. As sin reigned unto death, even so does grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life through Christ Jesus. What a wonderful story. What a privileged position we have found ourselves. It is all about God, and it is all for God. That is grace, folks. We bless God for his unsearchable gifts. Redemption. Hallelujah.